On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-4444. 2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in, we welcome you. On this eve of the 4th of July, oh yeah, I know everybody is getting geared up and getting ready for the 4th of July. But before we get there, as always, we want to remind you to make sure that whether you're traveling into work, there are unfortunately those people, D.C., that are not going to be off work for the 4th of July because it's right slap dab in the middle of the week. So some of us are going to work and some of us are traveling to our destinations. So we want to encourage you, as we do every single morning, to stay engaged. Make sure you're on point. Make sure that you're watching out for yourself as well as others. And as we travel the cities, not only our twin cities, Alexandria, Pineville, but throughout the state, we're seeing more and more what they call infrastructure, more road construction, making our beautiful state even more beautiful and better roads to drive on. So there's more construction, it seems, than ever before. And so yesterday, as DC and I were traveling, you know, I really have a different perspective on traveling because DC always drives, and so I just sort of have that panoramic view of everything. And so yesterday, at around lunchtime, we were getting lunch, and we were crossing an intersection. And I've said this before, and the mayor of our city came in, and he talked about the traffic and the increased amount of cars that are on the road. And you can see it. It seems like we're getting more and more vehicles on the road. And where it used to be, traffic was minimal. It seems like it's always crunch time anytime you're on the road. And so this lady, y'all, more and more women are getting road rage. I mean, I just watched her. She was incensed about really nothingness. I am telling you, life is absolutely too short to get so upset about nothingness. And we have so many accidents. They're occurring multiple times a day in our south traffic circle. And they're occurring throughout cities across America over nothingness. You know why? Because people refuse to yield. Even sometimes when you're right, you have to yield. And I think that there's a man who said it best. He said, you can be right and wrong all at the same time. Even though you're right, sometimes the way you handle a situation can be wrong. And so she just was literally cussing and, you know, just getting irate with the other driver. And it doesn't help anything. This is my point. If you're driving in this morning, whether you're driving into a family reunion, you're driving in on the eve of July 4th, you know, getting ready to visit with family. A lot of people are having family reunions. It's just a really joyous time of the year. I am asking you to make sure that you just really take that road rage and throw it out of the window. It is worthless. And all it's doing, and statistics are increasing about the number of people that are either fighting or being killed because of road rage. So this morning, I'm just asking you to bring it down a notch. Make sure that you've given yourself enough time to get wherever it is that you're going and get there safely. And when you help someone else get there safely, you're helping yourself as well. So it's critically important. And every single day, we're reminding you, I love to see kids out playing, especially this week. I don't know about you, but yesterday I was going into an office and I said, wow, isn't this a wonderful reprieve from the heat? It just feels a little bit cooler. The temperatures are not as intensely hot as they've been in the past few weeks. And so a lot of kids are out on bicycles. And I'm telling you, with the construction, with everything that's going on in the city, y'all, we've got to watch out for kids. They're everywhere. They're on bicycles. They're on skateboards. They're walking. And so as you're going about getting to your destination this morning, we want to encourage you to not only watch out for yourself, other drivers, but watch out for kids that are loving and enjoying being out of school for the summer. It's just a great time of the year, but we all have to do our part. Hey, everybody, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. We've got so many great things to talk about, really important things this morning. We want you to stay on point. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we'll have more right after this. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend.
Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut apple with smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:48 Central Standard Time, 8:48 Eastern Time. And of course, today is July 3rd. It is the eve of July 4th. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by SINLA Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. It is an incredible program where their motto is share today by shaping tomorrow. And we can do that as foster grandparents by getting involved, by volunteerism, by giving just a little bit of yourself and your time to make the difference in a child's life. You can do this by mentoring, by just one-on-one interaction, by helping a child learn to read. And you know what? It's such a wonderful program that they have stipends. That's right, money that is available. But get this, the money that is available is not going to affect your income in any way. It's not going to affect your check. It's not going to affect anything that you're receiving. It's tax-free, and it's going to help you. It's going to help you stay fresh and alert, but most importantly, it's going to help you to help a child. Now, for more information about how you can connect with this amazing program, all you've got to do is call 318-484-2260. And they're going to give you the requirements. They're going to tell you how you can get involved. They're located at 1423 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria. Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, serving our community for over 60 years. And Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care, excuse me, by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her incredible team down in Bunkie and Opelousas. And Hickson Automotive Group. Everything you want at Hickson Automotive Group. Their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Once again, www.hicksonhasit.com. Well, y'all, this morning, as every morning, you know, there's always such, oh my goodness, startling information and startling articles. And this morning we found another one, or yesterday we found another one, and we wanted to really share it with you. It was really sort of in keeping with what we had talked about on yesterday. Paul Luchich was on the show, and he was talking about stress, and he was talking about things that happen when we're stressed. Well, there is an article in the Huffington Post that talks about drug overdose deaths from prescription painkillers spiking among, get this, middle-aged women. Yes, very startling. And let me tell you what it says. It says, overdose deaths in the United States are rising fastest among middle-aged women, and their drug of choice is usually prescription painkillers. Now, the government reported this on Tuesdays, in Tuesday's article, and they said, it's mothers, wives, sisters, daughters, and they're dying at rates that we have never seen before. Now, this information comes from Dr. Thomas Frieden. He is the director of the CDC and prevention. He compiled all of this data, and he said the problem is one of the few health issues that the CDC is working on that is clearly getting worse. He said for many decades, the overwhelming majority of the U.S. overdose deaths were men, and they were killed by heroin or cocaine. And yesterday we told you about the rapper from Crisscross, and the report just came out on yesterday. Officially, most people knew that drugs were probably the source of his death, but yesterday they confirmed, they confirmed that he had heroin and cocaine in his system. And it's called speedballing. You go way up high with the cocaine, and then you come down with the heroin. And they say by 2010, 40% were women, most of them middle-aged, D.C., who took prescription painkillers, skyrocketing female overdose with rates that are closely tied to a boom in the overall use of prescribed painkillers. And, you know, as we read this article, D.C., we really started thinking about what Paul had to say about those endorphins and the body needing something. And, you know, it starts with wine, and now we're seeing and hearing. And this is not really a new phenomenon. We have really heard a lot about not only women, but men getting addicted to prescription painkillers. And there was an article out at the first of the week, D.C., where Eminem, the rapper, talked about, and he's got a doc coming out, he's got a documentary coming out, talking about his addiction to painkillers. And so as a person who has experienced recovery and understands a lot about this process, I really want you to talk about how dangerous most people, and Eminem said it, D.C., he said most people don't consider prescription medicine to be dangerous because it is prescribed by the doctor. And one of the things that Eminem said was, when I got Vicodin, he said, when I took Vicodin for the very first time, I thought, not only does it help my pain, but it helps to take the edge off. It makes me feel good. And for a lot of people, and we thought this conversation was critically important this morning, especially in the wake of the CDC coming out with this report just today, talking about women. A lot of people are secretly taking painkillers. And the thing that is really, really dangerous, I think, about prescription medicine, DC, is that it is odorless. You can't notice, really, when someone has taken medicine. Their eyes don't change. Normally, their appearance doesn't change. And it's really one of those secret kind of drugs that nobody ever really knows about. And so this is one of the real dangers that the report is finding, and more women, middle-aged women, are starting to take painkillers. And you know what? I feel in the spirit, DC, sort of a quiet, sort of a sense of, you know, you're talking to me. But it's one of those things, DC, that you really never tell anybody about, and you never think it's a problem. Talk about why. Why we don't think that painkillers are a problem.
Well, it was like you said, Carlette, a lot of people don't think it's a problem because they are prescribed by a doctor. But, you know, when you're dealing with a lot of prescription medicine are opiates, which is more of a synthetic heroin.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it comes in lighter form, but it's the same. It has the same type of effect on the mind, mm-hmm. on the body and mm-hmm. the brain. And what happens is we start to become dependent. Once you become dependent on it, it's no different from being addicted to any other drug. It's the absolute same. We rely on it to get through the day, mm-hmm. to get knocked the edge off. It's like, you know, Eminem was saying, he was using it when he first took it. He noticed it took the edge away.
Mm-hmm.
And he started to feel a little bit more comfortable. Well, what happens is your body starts to get become
addicted?
No. You it takes more of it. In mm-hmm. other words, you start to
your tolerance
mm-hmm. goes up.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually need more.
Mm-hmm.
And the way addiction works is it's progressive. It progresses every day that you use it. It progresses and it gets a little bit. You become a little bit more dependent on whatever your drug of choice is.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is a lot of people, you know, addiction is a cunning and baffling thing. It'll fool you into thinking that what you're doing is not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it manifests itself in people's lives. And so, you know, 2-3 years up the road, you've gone from taking 2 Vicodin a day to 15.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're still saying, you know, that's okay, I just need this. And before you know it, you spiral out of control.
Right. And for a lot of people, DC, and I think you're right on point, it starts with one, and then your body builds that tolerance, I guess, and then one doesn't work anymore. And so instead of where you should take one, you might take 2 or 3.
Right.
And then what Eminem said, and his documentary will be coming out soon, he said it progressed from Vicodin to basically anything, any pill. And then he said it got to the point where he didn't even know what the pills were. He was just taking pills. And what they found was, the CDC found that the number and rate of prescription painkiller overdose deaths among women increased, get this, DC, fivefold from 1999 to 2010. And among those such deaths, it rose about 3.5 times. And when I read this, it was startling. Now, we're talking about middle-aged women, but the report goes on to say, overall, more men still die from overdoses of painkillers and other drugs, about 23,000 such deaths in 2010. And this is startling, DC, and I don't think a lot of people are talking about it. And when you go to the doctor, it seems like they are quicker and quicker to prescribe this very addicting pain medicine. And most people don't really understand how and why it can become addicting. Talk about why we're so almost passé about taking pain medicine.
Because it really does help us to get through the day. I mean, it helps us to deal with the day-to-day life's woes. You know, and that's like the guy was saying yesterday.
Mm-hmm, there
was, Paul was saying yesterday, there's just a lot of things going on, and we're dealing with a lot more stress than we probably did mm-hmm. 30 years ago. I mean, we live in some really, really, you know, or we perceive to be
right.
some really, really stressful times.
And we have allowed ourselves, I think, to be overtaken by stress. But
absolutely, because what we realize is that things are not nearly mm-hmm. as stressed as we make them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of it is our, you know, we perceive things
right.
to be a far worse than what they are.
Absolutely.
You know, and so we try to prevent ourselves from being down, depressed, and feeling down about all of this. And so we use the euphoria of putting something into our bodies to
mm-hmm.
make us feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all drugs are. They make you feel or give you a sense that you feel better when you put them in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And so it starts off fun, like you're in school and you're saying, oh, I'm going to just smoke this weed because it's fun. We're
mm-hmm.
laughing.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually it's not funny anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We're not taking them for fun. We're taking them to cope.
Wow.
Yeah.
And as not only a recovering addict alcoholic, but as a behavioral science major and understanding this issue better than many, why do you think that this particular situation with painkillers is so on the rise and people are not talking about it? We don't even know that the person we're sitting next to at church is on painkillers, or the person that we're working next to is on painkillers.
Right, because people keep it a secret. You know, they keep it, you know, between them and their doctor. Or what happens is a lot of times when you're dealing with prescription drugs, the doctors can tell when you're starting to go into a phase of where you're wanting it more and you're starting to bother them more. Most people start getting it on the street.
Mm. And so for those people, DC, that are listening, and most people that have...
Because this stuff is readily available on the streets. You know, you can, you know, it's if you know where to go,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can buy Vicodin by the hundreds or Lortab. You know, there's just so many different kinds, I mean.
But for those women that are listening, and even men, that this is them, and you're in a sense of denial because
right.
you have told yourself that whatever that pain is, you need your medicine.
Right.
How do you know when you've crossed over into the abyss? How do you really know?
Well, you really know when your life starts to become unmanageable and you start to, everything you do starts to center in and around
mm.
the drug. In other words, when you wake up in the morning, you have to decide, how am I going to get what I'm going to need for today or for the next few days? When you're constantly thinking about, how am I going to get my medicine, you've crossed over into the abyss.
Wow.
Yeah, you've crossed over, because, you know, when we become dependent on whatever it is that we're dependent on, it becomes the center of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to do everything else, but I have to make sure I have what I have to have, or everything else is going to go bad. And that's what the disease of addiction tells you. If you don't get this, then nothing else is going to go right.
Mm-hmm.
When it's the complete opposite. It's really tearing your life down one day at a time.
Wow. And you know, one of the things that Eminem said, and we understand it really well, coming from a background of recovery, he said, after he said, my bottom was when I was rushed to the hospital and my organs started shutting down, and they thought that I would have to be, he said, he thought that he would have to be on dialysis. And I guess it scared him to the point where they did bring him his organs back up, and and he eventually got better, D.C., and he got out of the hospital. But when he got home, he said he stayed clean for a short time, but he started wondering how he would live his life without some sort of medication.
Absolutely.
How do we help people? I mean, that's such a big, big deal after you have taken these things that you have helped or thought have helped you deal with stress, knock the edge off, give you a sense of just a sense of calm and peace. And some people use that just to give themselves what they think is a center. How do we help those people to even identify?
Well, no, what happens is there's really not a whole lot we can do until a person decides for themselves that, hey, this has become a problem and I need to do something. You know, the first step to any recovery program is admitting that we have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So until that person, if and when, you know, now you can do all types of interventions to try to get to the person and tell them, hey, look, you've got a problem. A lot of times, you know, in some instances that does work.
Mm-hmm.
But in a lot of instances, you know, the person, you know, you kind of have to keep telling them, but they have to see for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reason you get help is because of yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't get clean because of you, the kids, anybody. I mean, you know,
Now,
those are reasons I need to be clean. But until I get in my mind that I'm going to have to get clean for myself, I mean, mm-hmm. it's just nothing anybody can do or help us with.
And you know what the CDC report says? It also says that this report focuses on prescription opiates, just as you said, like Vicodin, OxyContin, and generic forms of methadone. All, they say, powerful, newer drugs that are running rampant. Y'all, this is an important conversation, and I know for a lot of people, especially if we're talking to you, you have rationalized and you have justified, but this is really smart talk because we know that you're really smart people. You're on point, everybody. I got to take a quick break. We're back right after this.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LeChip benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, McDonald's of Alexandria, Red River Bank, Davis One Stop, and Amerigroup Real Solutions. If you're just joining the conversation, this is really a conversation, DC, that's an eye-opener. It's something that people have known about, but I don't think many people are talking about. And we're talking about the surprising number of middle-aged women that are becoming addicted to painkillers. Men still dying from overdoses, but the number of women getting addicted and dying, what they call accidentally, has increased by fivefold. And during the break, I said to DC, I feel a real quiet in the spirit, because when you get addicted, DC, you immediately start justifying. And the article does go on to say that more middle-aged women are dealing with chronic pain and they're seeking help. And doctors, they're saying we've got to change the mindset of the doctors in prescribing pain medicine. And I know personally that many, many years ago, as a young woman, I had really, really what could have been catastrophic back surgery and had to take a lot of pain medicine. And over the years, DC, you start to feel, not to feel your body anymore. And you know instinctively and intrinsically there's something wrong with that. And so you start taking this medicine and now you don't really even know. And I'm talking to my sisters this morning, I'm talking to women, if that's you, where you've been on this pain medication and you feel like from the time your day starts, from the time your morning starts, you got to put a pill in your mouth just to get going. And I'm not saying to do this on your own, but I'm saying that you've got to start taking a look at, do you really still feel the pain, or does your body just get so accustomed to putting something in there that you just become almost numb, do you see? Mm-hmm. And so at some point, you have got to be the decision maker in your own life. And then they gave some ranges on ages. They say women from the age of 45 through 54, they're increasing in drug overdoses. Accidental drug overdoses. And then there's that age from 55 to 64. And the rate for each of those groups more than tripled. Talking about drug overdose deaths. Y'all, this is an important conversation. And it's a conversation I think that everyone has to check themselves on. Nobody really knows, because you're doing it privately, and you've given yourself the reason, well, my back, or well, my leg, or whatever the chronic pain is. And in many cases, DC, there's a fine line where you do have to take this very strong medicine.
Yes.
But there's a fine line to taking it and taking it right.
Absolutely. And then there's some people out there who are having to deal with chronic pain.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to take medicine probably, you know, for the rest of their lives to deal with the pain that they're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, people like that, you know, we know people that, you know, take it like it's prescribed to take it.
Right.
And your physician will tell you, you know, this is what you need to function,
mm-hmm.
you know, because of the pain is so great. But there's also, you know, people who start off with pain and the pain actually goes away, but they're still using the medicine now, but they're not using it for physical pain anymore. They've crossed over into using it for emotional pain. And that's when it starts to be dangerous.
And don't you think that that's really, in your opinion, as someone that has really gone through this process, that's where the fine line is?
Yes.
When you cross over from physical pain to emotional pain, but really the crossover, you really don't know you've crossed over.
No, you don't know. And that's how a person becomes addicted, because they cross over from the physical pain, they get better, but they keep telling themselves that they're feeling the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want the medicine. And because the medicine is helping them more than just in the physical,
mm-hmm.
for the physical pain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it slips up on you.
And that's where it's scary. And the scary part is that a lot of people, especially seniors, are taking this medicine and they're mixing it with other medicine. And we kind of saw that, DC, in Whitney Houston's case, where the medicine was mixed with a Xanax, and certain medicines can't be taken with certain other medicines. And I'm going to say for my ladies who have senior parents like myself, my mom was going through some real, real chronic pain, but we sat together as a family and made a decision that we would look for other avenues to help the pain. And a lot of people just don't like the feeling that pain medication gives you. But you really, really have to be careful when you get into that age group that's that 55 and above, because those are people that also, the study is showing, become addicted.
Yes.
And so it's hard to talk about. It's hard to know. It's hard to know when you've had an issue, because I'm going to tell you, if you're not careful, see, DC and I say it all the time. We say the mind is a powerful tool. And what we mean by that is that the mind believes whatever you tell it. So get this. If you tell yourself you're in pain, guess what's going to happen? You're going to start to manifest pain. You tell yourself, and it goes back to the neurochemistry that Paul Lucic was talking about yesterday. It manifests itself in the brain. And so whatever it is you're telling yourself, that's what you begin to believe. We wanted to share this very important article with you this morning, and we wanted to give you food for thought about making a decision and asking yourself those very critically important questions and talking with your healthcare provider about how to make the change. Y'all, this is tough, but this is necessary. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to change the mood. But we had to share this article. It's 23 after 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9:23 Eastern Time, and you're on point. We're back right after this.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging, at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot.
Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 28 after 8 o'clock. It is the eve of July 4th. And this segment is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group, Heritage Southern Heritage Bank, Get Wired Satellites, City of Alexandria, and Get to a Better State with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Now, this morning, we're switching gears and we're talking about what is happening in and around Avoyelles Parish on tomorrow for the 4th of July. And we're joined by the executive director of the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Mr. Wilbert Carmouche. And I'm going to just call him Wilbert Carmouche, D.C., a.k.a. Party Man. Wilbert, long, too long, but good morning and welcome back.
too long. It's a pleasure to be back with you, Corlett. And the only problem is you've given me the title, but I know I can't live up to the party.
Let me tell you something. We went to a party that Wilbert was at and hosting, this incredible Mardi Gras party. And we, DC and I, sat back at our table and we watched Wilbert dance. And we were blown away.
Well, thank you, but that comes...
I mean, your rhythm, I mean, just debonair, just light on your feet. We were like, who knew?
Who knew that? But wait, if you would attend a family Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, it doesn't matter. We had the unfortunacy of an uncle passing away a couple of years ago, and the first time we gathered together after he passed away, they were showing video.
Uh-huh.
And we were always dancing to the same song by Hank Williams Sr., no matter what holiday it was.
Uh-huh.
Because we always dance. With my mother's side of the family, we're always dancing.
No, but this wasn't just dancing, though, Wilbert. This was dancing with rhythm and style and just precision.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate that.
I mean, so...
So maybe we have another opportunity tomorrow to dance.
Absolutely.
I know we will.
Tell us what's happening tomorrow.
Corlett, you know, tomorrow is the second annual of Oils Arts and Music Festival.
Wow.
In Marksville.
Can you believe that it is the second annual already?
It feels as though we've just put the things, you know, put the things away now, you know, and we're already at it again. But that's just how time flies. So we're going to have a great time tomorrow. We've got a wonderful lineup of music. We kick it off with Amanda Shaw, and tomorrow evening we close it out with New Birth Brass Band.
Man, they have gotten hot, huh?
And everyone in between, Van and Roy and Jonathan Knoll, have done a phenomenal job at bringing a variety of this, you know, upscale caliber, you know, musicians. I mean, they're going to be wonderful. You know, we're very, very excited.
And talk about where the stage is going to be for this.
The stage is going to be on Main Street, Marksville. So if you're coming from the Alexandria area onto the 4-lane, when you get to the first light, which is basically between Fresh Catch, CVS, and Walgreens, don't go any further than there. Find a place to park and just walk over, like, basically directly across from Walgreens. But you're going to see the people.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to have our hospitality tent there where we're going to be selling T-shirts and just letting everybody know where everything festival-wise is. And I'm wearing one of those T-shirts.
Isn't it great? It looks great. But you know what, Wilbert, the most exciting thing about the festivities is the weather. Hasn't the weather just given us such reprieve?
It's just given us a whole new outlook on this festival, because last year we did the same festival, and the only complaint we got was it's too hot. It's too hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's too hot. Well, this year, you know, at least for a portion of the day, it's not, you know, it's going to be very, very nice. I was at another radio station earlier this morning doing some promos, and they were saying the highest is 88.
Wow.
5 to 10 mile an hour winds from the north, northeast. I mean, I'm getting to be a meteorologist now, you know.
You're hanging around too many radio stations.
Exactly. And partly cloudy for most of the day. You cannot ask for better than that on the 4th of July.
And so you can't talk about the 4th of July without talking about the great food that's going to be happening down. Because there's no food like a Voyles Parachute.
Absolutely. Well, to start off with, there's going to be a barbecue cook-off, and we're still accepting entries until today. So if there's a team that wants to sign up, we've got the spot for you.
Now, where's the cook-off going to be? What part of the city?
The cook-off is going to be on... It all happens at the same area.
Mm-hmm.
But the cook-off will be across from the Union Bank and Fresh Catch, sort of like in that area.
Right.
They will be facing the Tunica Drive, which is the 4-lane.
Okay, great.
That's where that's going to be. And then the festivities sort of pull
just
in and meander and branch out behind there.
And so what do people need to do if they want to enter into the barbecue cook-off?
They need to call, I've got this number here, 240-3495. I'm leaving that number with you.
Okay, great.
Or just go on Facebook to Evolves Arts Council, put a message out there, and somebody will pick up on it. Or my Facebook page, Wilbert Cormouche, we'll pick up on that and make sure that you get the proper forms. But if you go to that Avoils Arts Council page, you might even be able to, I think you might be even be able to download the application
mm-hmm.
from there.
Mm-hmm.
But what you need to do at this point is give them a call and tell them you're coming
mm-hmm.
because they're spacing out things today because the barbecue teams are coming in today.
Absolutely. And usually they start very early, don't they?
Absolutely. Well, some of them are probably going to do a little trial run this evening, you know, with some things. So we're very excited about
that. I can smell the aroma wafting in the air of barbecue. And that is such a great time, Wilbert, because so many people come with so many different styles.
Absolutely. And there's five categories of judging that are going to take place. They're doing brisket, ribs, burgers, sauce, and pork, I think.
Wow.
So I think that's the five disciplines of the barbecue that they're doing. It's an IBC-sanctioned cook-off. $4,000 in prizes.
What? You better say that again.
Yes.
$4,000?
$4,000 in prizes, right? And the trophy is absolutely phenomenal. It is this, DC, it's this big wooden paddle that's been hand-painted. And the end of the paddle, it's a cypress paddle, has a cushion de lait like that. It's sprawled out. I mean, it's really, really cute. I mean, a one of a kind in for Avoils Parish. So we're really, really excited about this.
And so what else?
Again.
We're going to have food. We're going to have great music.
We're having an arts battle.
Okay.
So if we're calling all artists out there, all you need to do is show up with your paintbrushes and your arts, your paints.
And so it's going to be a battle right there on the spot.
It's a battle on the spot. $100 to the winner.
Uh-uh.
We're going to provide you with a 4x4 canvas. So, but if it's spray art that they want to do, that's fine. It's just whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Our only rule is the theme is red, white, and blue. And I think it becomes our property so that we can use them later. But and it's going to be by people's choice. I'm sure, knowing Leah, she'll probably have some paint cans, and you'll drop your dollars in the paint cans to vote for the best one.
Uh-huh.
And then the one had most money in their can, the people's choice, in other words, gets $100.
Hey, y'all, it is the eve of the 4th of July, and we're right on point about what's happening in Avoils Parish, all provided to you by the Avoils Commission of Tourism. We encourage you to stay and play in Avoils Parish, proud sponsors of the official OPT Network. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to tell you what else is happening. Stay on point. We're back right after this.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I'm not wishing for that. Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:41. We're talking about, DC said he'll be glad when Deuce Christmas starts driving. I said, I'm not wishing for that. I like chauffeuring him around just fine. This segment is sponsored by Cabrini Hospital, St. Francis Cabrini Hospital. Get Wired Satellites, the City of Alexandria. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolfen of Oyles Parish, also McDonald's of Pineville, J&J Exterminating. And if you're just joining the conversation this morning, we're talking about of Oyles Parish. More specifically, of Oyles Parish and what's happening on tomorrow, the 4th of July. It's always great to go into of Oyles Parish and enjoy and partake of the food, the music, the fun. And you always feel at home in of Oyles Parish. And we're talking about the second annual of Oyles Arts and Music Festival. And yet last year, Wilbert, it was a great success. Back again for year two. We're talking about the barbecue cook-off, $4,000 in prize money at stake. And the entry fee is really minimal.
Yeah, I think it's a $100 entry fee.
Yeah, I mean, really minimal to win $4,000 if you feel like you've got the best barbecue, you know, going. And then there's, of course, going to be an arts event, is what we're calling it, an arts battle. And there's going to be money for that. And then you've got the poker run.
Yes, we do. We have a poker run with five stops. I'm not a card player, but for those that do that, they tell me that's nice. You know, it's very interesting.
What is that?
Because
five stops,
they go, and that's for your poker hand. Uh-huh. You go and you pull a card at each of the stops along your way, and then you come back, and whoever has the best hand wins the grand prize.
Wow, and what's the grand prize?
I saw this humongous bucket of gift certificates and, you know, just different items that the community, because the community is really getting into this, because it is a community event. We call it the community event of the summer. We're doing it in Marksville, but it is a parish-wide event. We have participation, correlate parish-wide, that is helping us out with this, and because it is basically that component of it, the festival portion, the music and arts festival portion, is spearheaded by the Arts Council.
Mm-hmm.
And then and then combined with that, we're going to have a parade at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And that is sponsored by the City of Marksville and the Marksville Chamber of Commerce.
Starting at 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh. As soon as that parade rolls across, New Birth Brass Band takes the stage.
Oh,
right
my
after
goodness.
That. And
uh-huh.
They're gonna ring it in. And then after that is the fireworks by the Marksville Fire Department.
Wow. And that's going to be really, really nice, the fireworks.
Absolutely. It always is.
Mm-hmm.
Basically at the same location. And for the newcomers, that is towards the Bardlon Furniture area. So if you're going past the festival grounds towards Paragon Casino,
mm-hmm.
and I mean all in that area, you'll be able to see the fireworks.
And Wilbert, I know that you have an incredible team of people that are working with you to help to make this festival the wonderful success that it was last year, and even a bigger success that it is going to be this year. And I know it takes a lot to put all of this together.
Oh, absolutely. And as I said, this part of it is spearheaded by the Evolves Arts Council.
Mm-hmm.
And they are a power team of people. I mean, it's just phenomenal. It's just so nice to work with, I'm going to say, a younger group of people that are taking things over.
Uh-huh.
Because, they're just putting more life into it. They have so much more energy than I do. Heck.
And, you know, it's always good when you can mix the youth with the wisdom of having an event like this, because it's true, they bring life and they bring energy and they bring a new demographic.
They bring
to
a
events
new demographic,
like this.
And then they look at the others who have been doing some of this for many years,
mm-hmm.
not just this event, but all events, and that's how they spearhead all of the things that they do. They rely on the expertise and the advice of those,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, charter members of these organizations,
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is, they're tireless, these people. They're just going at it 24/7
mm-hmm.
right now, you know, because we've been meeting basically every Monday for the last week. And, you know, I mean, it's just, and what I like about the way that this group is working is, you know, we have Allison Revor Augustine, who takes, you know, she's we call her our madam, you know, she just
uh-huh.
she takes it all, and then she subs it out, you know,
mm-hmm.
everybody takes on an event, like I'm taking on promotions. Well, that's what I do, you
mm-hmm.
know. I only get back to her if we have problems or when I want more information,
uh-huh.
you know, but I just, you know, she just gives you the freedom to
mm-hmm.
do your thing. And it's like that with every one of the components of the festival. And that's the only way to do it.
Absolutely. And, you know, we talk about people that have various different festivals and what a love, a labor of love that goes into these festivals. And I want you to talk about how electrifying the city of Marksville and really the whole parish is going to be.
Right. I think it's, well, number one, you have to have a passion for these
mm-hmm.
things, you know? And, you know, there are different areas of expertise, like Van has been basically taking care of the music and
mm-hmm.
all of this. Well,
kudos and shout outs to Van.
To Van Roy,
mm-hmm.
absolutely, and a lot of others,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, too many to name.
But somebody's got to spearhead it.
But, you know, he's spearheading that. Jonathan is spearheading logistics. You
mm-hmm.
know, Leah has taken over the poker run. Jessica is doing the contest, which we need to talk about too.
Okay, good.
The different contests. So the different facets of the whole
festival
are
mm-hmm.
going to come. You know, someone else is spearheading the children's activities.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And what I love about this festival is, Wilbert, there's going to be something for everybody.
Yep,
it's going to be something for your kids. It's going to be something for the adults. You can find something that is going to make you encouraged about taking you and your family out.
Absolutely. And then, you know, we cannot, you know, discount the weather factor. I think that's to be really nice. In fact, when I got out this morning, I was going to say, like,
wasn't it wonderful?
Yes, exactly.
I couldn't believe it. And it's really been this whole week.
This whole week. And it continues on, exactly. And then a little prediction of rain, but I think that's like maybe later on tomorrow evening
mm-hmm.
or Friday. But I want to get back to the contest.
Okay, go ahead.
They are going to be wonderful. We have three different contests. We have an adults division and a youth division. And that's going to be, and it's all the 4th of July stuff. It's
uh-huh.
Watermelon eating contest sponsored by Sean's. We have hot dog eating contest sponsored by Synergy, and we have a cherry pie eating contest sponsored by KLAX and Silver Lining Pie Company.
Wow. So, I bet that's going to be some good pie.
Right, and it's going to be the first 10 people that sign up for each of the contests is who we go with.
And what time are the contests starting?
They're different times during the day. We do those in as the bands are switching as the musicians.
So that's going to be sort of like during the intermissions.
It's sort of during the intermissions, and we have Jonathan Augustine, who is going to DJ and run those contests for us.
Wow, and as you said watermelon, I was thinking one of the things that I love about summer are watermelons. And it's like they couldn't get here soon enough. And I am sitting here with an ulcer in my mouth right now because I have eaten so much watermelon. I mean, this is just the time of the year where it's refreshing, it's cool, and it seems like the watermelons are going to be sweet this season.
Absolutely. I've been seeing a lot, and we've been buying these personal watermelons lately. You know, they're like about a little 8-inch round melon.
Uh-huh.
You whack that in half, and you eat. Oh, gosh. And you, like you said, yeah. Between the tomatoes and the watermelon,
I know it's just hard on your mouth.
That can really play with you, exactly.
Absolutely. So, Wilbur, what else before we got to wrap up? What else is happening?
We have to talk about the fireworks. That's going to end up the and that's around 8:30, 8:45.
Oh.
So there's something all day long. As I said, we have we start with prayer, thanking God in the morning for having a wonderful day and hopefully as successful as it was last year. And then we continue on with the music, the contest, the poker run, the arts battle, the barbecue cook-off. There's a separate music stage for the barbecue cook-off where we have our official Gerard Dupuis, the stump jumper, will be playing among others there. So we have two stages going, and then we end up in the afternoon with a parade at 6 that rolls around through 6 at 6 o'clock. And then New Birth Brass Band on stage, and then the fireworks at the end. So it is I think we're going to live up to the longest running 4th of July celebration in Louisiana.
Absolutely. And you know what? If you're trying to figure out what you're going to do tomorrow, it's going to start at 10 o'clock. So it's literally going to be all day and into the night. So people, I'm sure, are going to be like coming and going.
Absolutely.
And so that's the beauty of it.
Yes, and if you come by the hospitality tent, which is the tent that I'm running, we can let you know what is happening and what band is on at what time if you have a preference, or if you want to run over to the barbecue stage, see what's going on there, and you want to be back at a specific time for a snow cone or whatever it is, and listening to someone else on stage, then we have all of those times laid out for you. And just check in with us. Buy a t-shirt if you want to, because it is a free festival, but we will turn away anyone with an ice chest or an ATV vehicle.
Okay.
That is not acceptable at all.
Absolutely. And that's important to note.
That's
what makes it good, clean, family fun.
Right. Because that will, you know, that will be enforced.
Mm-hmm. And so it's starting tomorrow in Marksville, the 4th of July. It's the second annual Avoyelles Arts and Music Festival. It promises to have everything that you could ever want for the 4th of July, plus so much more. Wilbert, you know we appreciate you. We appreciate the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. And we encourage everybody to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish, because in our view, Avoyelles Parish absolutely rocks.
Absolutely, and it's a place that we love to call home.
Absolutely, it is. Hey, everybody, you're on point. The official OPT Network. We're going to take a quick break here. Wilbert, thank you once again. We know how busy you are.
Thanks for having me. Look forward to seeing everyone at the test tomorrow.
Absolutely. We're back right after this.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup. Real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. You know, it is July 4th Eve, but you already know that On Point will be on point live in the studio celebrating the very first part of the 4th of July with you. So we hope that you'll join us. Thank you so much for joining us every single morning and for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. Wilbert said something profound. Paul said it yesterday. Remember to be kind. Be kind to someone else, but most importantly, be kind to yourself because it starts with self.
for Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe wind down Wednesday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here for the 4th of July. Have a great day, everybody. On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.